HQN Books and Harper Audio present Foolish Hearts by Cynthia Williams. Performed by Adenrale Ojo. Chapter 1. Ashia scanned the numbers on her computer screen and grinned. Another profitable day for her consignment store, pieced together. Another day that she'd kept the store she'd opened on a whim from being considered a contender for best dramatic performance by a Robidoux family member. Another day she'd taken that whim and turned it from that little store, as her mom referred to it, into the place to shop in Jackson Falls for quality, pre-owned designer clothes with a healthy helping of fashion tips and perfect accessories on the side. She shimmied her hips in the chair she hit enter to save the day's profit numbers in her bookkeeping software. 6 years ago, when she'd decided to open her store, she hadn't believed she'd be here for this long. Honestly, she hadn't believed she would be able to make it work. She might have grown up in the mix of the Robidoux family with all their drama, fighting for control and business acumen, but she'd never wanted any of that. She wanted to live life on her own terms, with little interference from her family. Pieced together was something she'd known her mother, cousins, and uncle wouldn't care about. They'd let her play around, and she'd get peace and quiet. Who knew she could actually run a business successfully? A knock on the office door snapped her from her internal celebration. She glanced up from her computer to the door of her office in the back of the store. Lindsay, the store's assistant manager, stood there. She'd been one of the first people Ashia hired to help run Peace Together when she'd opened. Lindsay, with her no-nonsense personality, straightforward style, and keen eye for fashion, had stayed by Ashia's side through those early lean years when Ashia hadn't been sure the store would survive. Short with a cute face and an upturned nose that reminded Ashia of a pixie, Lindsay could easily pass for one of the college kids in town, despite being 31. "Hey, I've finished straightening up the front of the store. How much longer will you be here?" Lindsay pulled back her normally brunette hair, which was now colored a soft pink, into a ponytail at the base of her neck. They always tried to walk out together. Downtown Jackson Falls wasn't a dangerous town, but that didn't mean they liked to tempt fate. Their parking lot was behind the building, poorly lit, and after 8 p.m., served as the overflow parking for a few bars in the area. They preferred to be safe rather than sorry. "I just finished up." Ashia hit the save button one more time, just to be sure she cemented the success of the day. "I've got to get out of here anyway." "Hot date?" Lindsay asked with a wiggle of her eyebrows. Ashia barely stopped herself from rolling her eyes. She couldn't remember the last time she'd had a hot date. Not since she finally came to her senses and told her on-again, off-again boyfriend since college to get the hell out of her life. Every time she thought about the time and effort she'd wasted on that relationship, the good things she'd let pass her by, she wanted to slap herself. She would pay whoever invented a time machine all 6 years' worth of Peace Together's profits for the chance to go back and tell 22-year-old Ashia to stay away from that manipulative asshole and to remember that good sex did not equal love. She pushed aside thoughts of her wasted years and sighed. "No hard date. My cousin Elena's celebrating her engagement." Ashia powered down her computer and stood. Lindsay crossed her arms and tilted her head to the side. "So, she's really good."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?